Today's podcast is brought to you by Peter Aiello and his website, hiddentreasure.website. Thank you, Peter, for sponsoring this podcast. Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview. So welcome back to The Strang Report. I'm with Steve Strang now. This is Steve Green with Charisma Media. We're speaking today with Steve about the Future Conference to be held on June 14th. And Steve, why don't you give me a little bit of an idea of what the Future Conference is all about?
Well, the Future Conference is about the future of our nation. And the future of the nation, in a lot of ways, doesn't look very good. So many things are happening, and it's time that the leaders and the pastors stand up and do something, and this Future Conference is trying to enable them to do that.
Tell me who's behind this conference.
Well, one of my good friends named Pastor Jim Garlow of Skyline Church in San Diego, he has been one of the leading pastors in the nation to stand up for godly principles and to fight, you know, basically the culture wars. He, more than almost anyone else, was responsible for passing what they call Proposition 8 out in California in 2008, which was an enormous uphill battle. But he galvanized pastors. They conducted spiritual warfare, and I just have so much admiration for him personally. I've known him for a number of years, but in the last couple of years, we've become better friends. And he just felt that he should have this. He's never really had a pastor's conference like this ever before. And he says this is not the typical pastor's conference. This is going to be 50 speakers talking on 20 topics over a period of 4 days. And, you know, their mission is to galvanize the pastors and the churches to try to do something in this nation.
Well, outstanding, Steve. And I know that you're one of the speakers, and I want to come back and talk to you about that in just a moment, but give me an idea of some of the people who will be there speaking.
Well, it's really a who's who of Christendom. Everybody from Bishop Harry Jackson to Dennis Peacock, David Brog from Christian United for Israel, Dr. Michael Green, and a lot of politician-type people like former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and Congressman Jody Heiss, who will be, I see, by video, but also former Congressman Bob McEwen, who is also a very articulate spokesperson. And then you'll have people like Tony Perkins with the Family Leadership Conference, and Steve Riggle, the pastor from Houston, who has stood up, you know, to the mayor demanding to have the sermon notes when they preached about homosexuality. I mean, that is still in the courts, and it's still very, very current, and he'll be there, and he'll be talking about it.
Tell me a little bit more. I know that you're an investor in this conference. Why are you putting money into this conference, and what's your heart and your hope about what's going to happen in June?
Well, we're sponsoring it because we believe in this, and we are, in our own way, trying to do a lot of things, like Jim Garlow is, and we have partnered with him in different ways, articles, e-blasts, ads, all kinds of things over time. And when he shared with me what was going on, I knew that we needed to get involved, partly because we are launching something next month that we're calling the Charisma Caucus.
What is Charisma Caucus?
It's going to be a gung-ho Christian version. I almost hate to use the comparison, but this is a word picture that people understand. It's going to be a very gung-ho Christian version of Politico that is going to be a website devoted to these kind of issues, you know, what they call the culture war issues, the social issues, the direction of our country. So we're going to announce it. We're going to kick it off. We're going to try to say we are marching arm in arm with you. We're trying to accomplish the same kind of things you're doing. And I think that this is going to be a great way to get the word out. We're going to write about politics, what's going on in politics, particularly with the presidential race coming up. But we're going to do it from a Christian worldview. We're going to use commentators and writers that know what's going on. You know, we will have articles from virtually every speaker that's there, as an example, plus many others. We already have a great deal of political coverage on our charismanews.com website, but we're going to just really crank it up to a whole new level, create a new brand, create a new awareness, and try to have a place where people can come together. That's what a caucus is, where people come together to discuss the issues and to try to determine the way ahead.
So in your mind, your website is designed to bring information to the Christian community about the coming up election.
That's right, and that's what we've tried to do. We've endorsed a presidential candidate every 4 years since 1984, and we've had cover stories, and we've had all kinds of things. You know, this was even before the advent of the internet. Over the last 8 years, we've given a lot of coverage to this, and we'll be giving a lot of coverage in our upcoming issues of Charisma and so forth. But this is to focus on it, to have a special staff focusing on it. Of course, we will use a lot of the resources we already do, including the Reuters News Service, so that it's a place that people can go to find out what's going on, but they can do it from a trusted source, that source being us, from a Christian worldview, so they don't have to filter everything out. We're hoping to get exclusives. We're hoping to scoop people. We're hoping to get all kinds of things that will cause this to be the place to be online when it comes to Christians and politics.
I'm excited about that. And I can only think back to the 40 years you've been doing this. You've been covering Christian news events, particularly in the charismatic movement through time. As you look at this conference, you've probably been to a few future conferences. Think back 30, 40 years. What were you talking about then about the future, and what's the reality now as you look back?
Well, some of the things we've been dealing with are not new in our culture. You know, many of them, if we're going to be philosophical, go all the way back to the days of Darwin, where there was a shift in the culture to not believing the Word of God as it pertained to creating life itself. And then as time passed, you know, 100 years ago, the burning issue in our culture between Christians and the rest of society was over the issue of alcohol and prohibition. That was the issue 100 years ago. Well, I mean, look how much that has shifted. And then other things like, you know, modern entertainment, you know, a lot of that shifted in the 20s and the 30s with the advent of Hollywood. And so, you know, we're dealing with things like divorce, new appreciation of what is appropriate sexually. You know, there's always been a tension between people who follow the Word of God and the rest of culture. In fact, I went to Israel about a year ago and went to some of the Greek cities and realized the very pagan things that went on in those Greek temples. Temple prostitution, homosexuality, and then there was a tension between them and the Orthodox Jews, you know, what today we would call Orthodox Jews. Back then, all the Jews were Orthodox. Can you imagine the tension between that? And Jesus walked through some of these cities, like the Decapolis and other places, Caesarea Philippi. So there was a tension back then. There was certainly a tension between the Roman Empire and Christianity. You know, in a way, the church has always had to deal with this. However, we have had a basic Christian culture. Some people call it civil religion, you know, where there's kind of an understanding of what was right and wrong. A lot of that is being thrown out the window. Some people are becoming extremely militant. And I think it caught a lot of Christians by surprise. And they didn't know what to do. You know, Christians are taught to be gentle and turn the other cheek and be Christ-like. There are examples of where some of the activists have actually gone into Catholic churches and thrown condoms at the priest and so forth. Now, thankfully, that hasn't happened very often. It was reported. It was not widely reported. I mean, this is just outrageous that people would be so disrespectful of a house of God and of the Christian faith. But we're dealing with this, and we are slowly losing our religious liberties, or maybe I should say we're quickly losing our religious liberties, and we have to stand up to it. And how can we do it? It's got to be beyond the media, that's for sure. It's got to be in the pulpits of America.
Well, that's a good segue to this conference. It's a conference for pastors about the issues of the day. And so as you've counseled with Pastor Jim, I know quite a bit as you guys have talked about what you hope this conference will do. Let's take that next step. We're sending pastors back home from San Diego. They've been to the conference. What do you think they're preaching as a result of what they hear at this future conference?
Well, I hope they go home with backbone, because a lot of pastors want to do what's right, but they're timid. They're afraid that they're going to be hanging at the end of a rope all by themselves. And when they find out that they're not the only one who is upset about this, when they have strategies, when they see role models, and they're stirred in their spirits, I hope that they go home with their hearts ablaze to do something and to stand in their pulpits and to say what they need to say and to quit talking about all the things that really aren't very important and talk about the things that are really important and get their people to turn out to vote. I mean, the statistics on how many Bible-believing Christians don't even register to vote, and then of the ones who do register to vote, how many actually sit home on election day thinking that their one vote isn't going to make any difference? But it makes a huge difference. You know, they say that if all the Bible-believing Christians turned out to vote, that many of the elections, the results would be very, very different than they are. And I believe that that's true.
Well, it's an exciting vision. It's very easy for me to see why you financially support this conference. I hope that for those of you who are listening to this podcast, if you can convince your pastor to look into it, the easiest thing to do is to contact Tracy Berger for more information. You can reach Tracy at 619-660-5000. It's 619-660-5000. And probably easier than that, it's just to check out their website, future@skylinechurch.org. Here it comes again. Their website for the future conference to be held June 15th in San Diego is the future@skylinechurch.org. This has been the Steve Strang Report, specifically with us in the studio today. And Steve, thank you for being here and for supporting this great conference.
Thank you.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Peter Aiello and his website, hiddentreasure.website. Thank you, Peter, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.